It's the Paulacious One, coming to you from the file room of the basement of the basement of WCPT 820 in Chicago. Checking the file on the sports cubicle, the hosts, systems analyst, Mike Mercado, project manager, Devin Tingle, the marvelous one, Dan Marver in accounting, and me? Well, it doesn't matter what I do. You can check us out, the sports cubicle, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central on WCPT 820 Chicago. Gotta go, sports cubicle, 9 p.m. Sundays, WCPT.
We are having fun here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. We want to thank our amazing friends over at Sheets and Giggles for making this all possible. Go to sheetsandgiggles.com to check out some of their amazing inventory. Guys, it is summertime. You want to feel good. We all want to feel good. We need a comfortable night's sleep, and there's nothing better than the flamboyant, making sure the windows are open, that AC is on full blast, and you have the best eucalyptus mattress and bedding you can possibly imagine, and you can get it with 15% off by using our promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, right at Sheets and Giggles, sheetsandgiggles.com. Use promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch. And we want to thank each and every one of you joining us. It's the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. And we have ourselves a brand new NBA MVP, a Michael Jordan Award winner, if you will. It is Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid, who wins his first MVP. This comes to us from Tim Bontemps over at ESPN.com. 76ers center Joel Embiid won the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award for the 2022-2023 season, the league announced this past Tuesday, finally claiming the prestigious trophy after finishing second in the past two seasons. Embiid flipped the script with a dominant season as he finished ahead of Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic and Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo for the league's top individual honor. What seemed like a tight race throughout most of the season ended as a blowout, with Embiid garnering 73 of the 100 available first-place votes. That's 915 total votes. Jokic had 15 first-place votes, 674 total, while Antetokounmpo captured 12, 606 total votes. Boston Celtics forward Jason Tatum finished fourth, and OKC Thunder's guard Shane Gilgeous-Alexander was fifth. And this is from Embiid. "I don't even know where to start," Embiid said during his interview on Inside the NBA after winning the award. "It has been a long time coming, a lot of hard work. I've been through a lot, and I'm not just talking about basketball. It feels good. I don't know what to say. It's amazing." And just to show you who he beat out, okay? Jokic nearly became the first center and only the third player ever after Russell Westbrook and Oscar Robertson to average a triple-double for a season, finishing with averages of 24.5 points, 11.8 rebounds, and 9.8 assists. Are you kidding me? While shooting 63% from the field for the Western Conference leading Nuggets, Embiid denied him a chance to become just the fourth player in NBA history to win three straight MVP awards, joining Larry Bird, the last player to do it, Bill Russell, and Will Chamberlain. And Antetokounmpo, a two-time MVP winner in his own right, averaged 31 points, 11.8 rebounds, and 5.7 assists for Milwaukee this season. He led the Bucks to the best record in the league before missing two games and part of a third because of a back injury and Milwaukee's shocking loss to the Miami Heat in the first round of the playoffs last week. So check out the entire article over by Tim Bontemps. Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid wins his first MVP. And I bring this up for one main reason. And I think the thing I always associate this back to is the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, here on the Sports Cubicle, we like to talk about the national stories, but we want to make sure that it equates and it comes back here to the Chicagoland area, to our fan base. And this is something I'm going to let Paulie and Devin talk about over the next few weeks. Jerry Reinsdorf having this talk with some of the Commerce and the way he just evaluates and looks at owning a sports team. But when you think about the ownership, when you think about the front office and how they've managed the Chicago Bulls, and right now, it's something I've always said about this Bulls team. I think this current Bulls team has a bunch of likable guys, has a bunch of awesome pro basketball players. I don't like this team together. We went down the list a few months back of the top 25 players in the NBA, just off the top of the dome. And we didn't get to like 27, 28, 29, and we finally saw a Chicago Bull. When you see these numbers, when you see these stars, it really drives home how far the Bulls really are from any type of relevancy, from any type of direction to getting to championship number 7. I am now under the belief, under the headcanon, if you will, that the Chicago Bulls don't have NBA championships. Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls have 6 NBA titles. And then you can associate Jerry Krause if you want to, Phil Jackson, anybody you want to, even including Jerry Reinsdorf. But they don't have a title pre or post Michael Jordan. So what would they be without him? This organization has failed time and time again to draft, keep healthy, or sign the top tier guys in the National Basketball Association. They got lucky with Derrick Rose with a 1.8% chance. And even then, they flew too close to the sun. Their coach, heck of a coach, I love Tibbs. Who knows what that whole amalgamation did to those knees? Whether it was just timing, that it was just going to happen. This Bulls team does not have a Joker, a Giannis, an Embiid. And yeah, you say to yourself, well, who does in the NBA? Who does have these guys? Well, let's go around the league, right? Teams that were just in the playoffs. Ja Morant. Would he not be head over shoulders the best player on this Bulls team? A healthy Anthony Davis. LeBron James right now. We can keep going. Keep going. Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler. Jason Tatum. Where else do we... You guys still want to keep doing this game? We can keep doing this. This isn't towards delusional Bulls fans or whatever. We're fans. This is nothing to do with it. This is ownership. This is front office stuff. This is what's frustrating. The players are all around the league. Devin Booker's in Phoenix. You have these kids, like we just said, SGA in OKC. And you have the Kings taking the Warriors to the limit. Jamal Murray and Joker. Like, there are plenty of stars in this league, and the Bulls have some called Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, right? I love DeMar. And I think Zach earned his contract. Zach earned a lot of respect for how he has bounced back from major injuries, for improving his game. But you're still not even in the top 15 when it comes to the ballers of this league. And I say that, of course, we all had the caveat with all knowing the little detail, the minutiae detail of they're all great players. And yeah, the Bulls are better off than a lot of these other teams, right? Like, they are better off than, let's say, Houston. Or Detroit, guys that have young players, Orlando. The Bulls have established NBA players, but what does that do other than put you in purgatory? If you can't beat these guys, if you don't have anybody that's able to match what AD did with 30 and 20. Zach LaVine had that breakout game against Toronto, right? The moment we were all talking about, which doesn't count in the weird rules of the NBA, but we all know that was the moment it happened. That he stepped into that stratosphere. That has not happened enough. To win an NBA title, you have to have a top 10 player in the league. And a lot of people, I hear it on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV, Mike M Media, and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. The comment section below on YouTube.com, The Sports Cubicle, or wherever you get your favorite podcast at Sports from the Couch. That is arbitrary. What is a top 10 player? A top 10 player, you know when you see it. You don't have to ask questions. You don't have to second guess it or look for confirmation. You just know. You just know Steph Curry is an above superstar. KD is an above superstar. That Dame Lillard is a superstar. You just know these things. When healthy Kawhi Leonard is. Like, there, you just know. And the Bulls team have a lot of fun players, a lot of likable guys, a lot of guys you hope win NBA titles and you would love for them to win number 7 for this organization. For a lot of these guys to win their first one here in Chicago. Unfortunately, you don't have the type of talent, the quality of talent that these other teams do. That this MVP race showed. We didn't even talk about the fact that Steph Curry was not on that list. LeBron James was not on that list. Anthony Davis was not on that list. Luka Doncic was not on that list. Trae Young was not on that list. These are all dudes in the NBA. And I like Zach LaVine. You had to pay him. He earned it. I love DeMar. You don't have that. They aren't that. And that's not a slight against them. That's how good the league has gotten. That's how much parity the league has had now. Where are the Bulls? How much closer are the Bulls? And after listening to that press conference with AK and Mark Eversley, I don't feel confident about it. How close are they to upgrading these positions? It's not about replacing, it's about upgrading. You're not just doing something for the sake of doing it. You can't just give up on DeMar and Zach and Vooch. We'll see what this offseason goes with.
unless you're upgrading. But you got to upgrade. You have no choice. You have no excuse. And I'm sick and tired for White Sox fans and for us Bulls fans and for sports fans in Chicago to see this nonsense. I believe Michael Reinsdorf, compared to Jerry, is a little bit more into it, cares a little bit more, is willing to go that extra step. But I believe more than ever, it is now a foregone conclusion. The Bulls are as far as it's going to get as any team in the city to win their next championship. And by looking at these MVPs, these races, these numbers, they're a far, far cry away from having a superstar like this. Even on a team with a lot of good players, they don't have the special player like this. That next stratosphere, that top five, that MVP that helps you win an NBA championship. And guess what? Better than any other city and fan base, we know what it takes to see NBA championship gold in this city. And it took the greatest player of all time to do it. Since then and before then, this team has not been able to do it. And it's because they cannot land the big superstar. From Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, to LeBron and Wade, to this moment now, we'll see with Luka what this team is going to do. But I want to know your thoughts. Did Embiid deserve the MVP? I think any one of these guys could have won it. We'll give it to him for the very end of the season, that the run that he went on. But I think it was a great season. I think it's been a great playoffs. It could be up in the air. I still think there's a great chance the winner of this series of Golden State and the Lakers will win the NBA Finals. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But we'll be here to cover it all. Let us know your thoughts about this entire conversation, the MVP race, the NBA playoffs. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicle TV. Leave a comment if you're watching the video over at Sports Cubicle on the YouTube. That's the Sports Cubicle. Make sure you guys subscribe to us there. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media. Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. We're all over WCPT SoundCloud. Check us out. Check out the amazing website, the Heartland Radio Signal as well. And of course, 15% off that beautiful eucalyptus sheeting and all the bedding over at sheetsandgiggles.com. Use the promo code the Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch. We have a lot left here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.